Good evening, Your Highness. Oh. My, someone's jumpy. Forgive me for startling you, my dear. What brings you out into these beautiful gardens all alone? Growing wary of the festivities, perhaps? I can't imagine why. Who could possibly get bored with all that riveting prattle? You remember me. I'm flattered. Though I can't seem terribly surprised. Mine isn't a face that one tends to forget easily. I'm just too beautiful, I suppose. But compared to you, I am merely another grain of barley in the harvest. You look ravishing tonight, Your Highness. That outfit, the cut of the fabric, the color, it all suits you perfectly. I'm glad to see the king spared no expense, now that he is well. Oh, yes, I heard. Even in my forsaken corner of the world, I have ways of obtaining information. They say it's remarkable how swiftly he recovered. Why, it's almost as if it were magic. But that would be impossible. After all, His Majesty banished magic from the kingdom years ago. It would simply be his own resilience that brought him back from the brink of death, or perhaps his sheer devotion to his kingdom. But you and I both know the truth, don't we? How did I get in? Don't you think there's a more important question to be asking right now? That's right, my dear. I'm here to name my price. It's time to fulfill your end of the bargain. Or had you forgotten about our little deal? Ouch. Wit as sharp as a razor. It would seem the rose has thorns. I must say, though, your honesty is refreshing. Very well, then. Let us discuss my price. No, I don't want an end to my exile, though that's a good guess. Then what do I want? Oh, not what, my dear. I don't care about gold or land or worthless titles. What good would they do me? No, it's not a question of what I want, but whom. You, my dear. I want you. Yes, you're my price. You promised me anything I desired, after all. What better reward than the jewel of the kingdom? You are your father's most prized possession. And in exchange for his life, you shall be mine. No. How adorable. It's almost like you think you have a choice. Or do you mean to say you're backing out of our deal? I would strongly advise against it, my dear. I may have given your father his health back, but I can just as easily take it away. And should you force me to do it, I guarantee you he will die. Slowly. Agonizingly. Now, we wouldn't want that, Would we? Just as I thought. No, my dear. I'm afraid there is only one way that this ends. Finally, the devil you call father. She'll know the pain he's caused me all these years. Finally, he shall know what it feels like to have everything ripped away from him when I have his precious jewel in my grasp. Not so fast, Your Highness. Ah, what's that? Can't move. Good. A brave attempt, my dear, but as you can see, my magic stretches far beyond simple potions. Now, isn't it time you stopped resisting? As I've said, there's only one way this ends. Make it easy on yourself and surrender to me. It won't be so bad, I assure you. I take very good care of my treasures, and you will be my greatest treasure of all. Well, what do you say? Still so stubborn. Well, if you're not going to be cooperative, I'm afraid you leave me no choice. There. What did I do? Can't you feel it? Yes. Feel your eyes growing heavy, the tendrils of sleep stretching out, wrapping themselves around your mind. Don't try to fight it. Just surrender. Yes, that's it. Sleep, my dear. Sleep. And when you wake, you'll be mine.